We are learning Mesechlis Erev and Daf Tes Samad Aleph, and we are beginning four lines on the bottom of Ches Samad Beis. So tomorrow, Bayim Nei Rav Machama Merav Chista. Not Shtei Yisaidois B'Shnei Koisle Mavui. You stick out two brackets out of the front of the Mavui, Mibachutz, outside the Mavui, outside the front of the Mavui. V'niach Kaira Al Gabei. You put the Kaira on top of it. Usually the Kaira is on top of the Mavui. Here, you put the Kaira in front of the Mavui. It's high up there, but it's in front of the Mavui. Instead of being on top of the Mavui, it's sitting in front of the Mavui. Maha, what's the halacha? Is that a good Kaira or not? Amalei. So, Rav Chista answered, it depends. Libri Amat there, the one who holds that you could be mishtamish under the Kaira, that means the chudai hachitzain, the outside border comes down, asr. Because it comes down, it's not near the Mavui. It's because the chudai hachitzain comes down, so it's not near the Mavui. L'divrei Oisa, the one who holds you now the mishtamish under the Mavui, holds chudai apnimi yaridusoysim, the inside border of the Kaira comes down, the beam comes down. So then it's flush with the Mavui, then it's fine. That's what Rav Chista wanted to taina. L'divrei Oisa is mutter. Rava says no. Rava Amar Dibra Oisir Nami Aser. Even if Yom Adem holds Chudei Apnimi Yerivisayisim, it still be Aser. Why? Be Inan Kaira Agavi Mavi Veleka. He's saying the Ma'aser a Kaira needs a hacker, and if it's not on top of the Mavi, it's not a hacker. Be Inan Kaira Agavi Mavi Veleka. Rava himself is the one who said before the Kaira Mishum Hacker, and means even if you hold the Dibra Oisir means even if you hold the can't be Mishdamish under it, and not that Chudei the Svara of Chudei have. Premier of Sersim really is a Mechitza de Gesvara, but he holds Kaira Mishum Heker. Even if you hold the Inala and Mishdamish under it, be Inan Kaira Agai Mavi Lek. You need a Kaira on top of the Mavi. If it's not the Kaira on top of the Mavi, it's not Nicker, it's for the Mavi, and it does not work. So according to Rava, you put brackets outside, and it's even touching the Mavi on the outside, it's no good. It has to be on top of the Mavi. It's only a Heker from top of the Mavi. If not, it's not good, or not a good Kaira. So the Marzan have a kasha on this. And the argus is the kasha on Rava, but really the Taisha Shalom of Nar, it says the kasha is even in Rechista. We'll see in a second. Eser of Adabai Master Rava, Hoyse Kurasai, Meshucha, Oitluya, Pachos Meshloisha, Ain Tsarkul Havi Kara Cheres. Shloisha Tsarkul Havi Kara Cheres. What does that mean? Hoyse Kurasai, Meshucha, Oitluya. The Marzan thinks now Meshucha means it was in front of the Mavui. Meshucha means like pushed out. Oitluya, or it was hanging. How was it hanging? So Rashi says what you did was you put in this is inside the Mavi, right at the end of the Mavi, you put up a pole and I held up the Kaira on top, like a T on top, and that held up the Kaira. The Kaira wasn't sitting on the Mavi, it was being held up by something else, it wasn't touching the walls of the Mavi. So it was in the ear space between the two walls of the Mavi, but it wasn't touching the two walls of the Mavi. That's Tluya. So both these cases, this Brisa says, Pachlis Meshloish, listen to Ritvachim, which is Lavod, the Lach of Lavod, Ain Tzarkul Havi Kara Cheres. You don't have to bring another Kaira, because if Sai Tluya Sai Meshucha, it's like it's attached to the Kaira, attached to the Mavi, because it's within three Tvachim. Shloishav, it's more than three Tvachim, Tzarkul Havi Kara Cheres. You have to bring another Kaira, another beam. That's no good. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Shita is that Lavod is four Tvachim, not three Tvachim, four Tvachim. Shimon ben Gamliel Aimer, Pachlis Ma'arba, less than four tefachim ain't tzarich lahavi kara cheres. You don't bring another kara because it's lavud even less than four. Arba tzarich lahavi kara cheres. If it's four, then already it's out of lavud. You have to bring another kara. My lav, aren't we talking about like we just said? Meshucha means mebechutz, v'tluya mefnim. Meshucha means outside, and tluya means inside, not touching the walls. So what do you see from this price? So that meshucha, as long as it's within three tefachim, it's kosher. And we just said for Rava, it's never kosher if it's outside, and it's a kosher of Chista also because Chista said divrei. Ha'oyser is mutter. And here also you see that it's mutter here. And there he said, L'divrei ha'mat oser. That's the kasha. Before he said, L'chista, L'divrei ha'mat there, it's oser. And here it's mashma, it's mutter. So it's a kasha either way, on Rav and Rav Chista. And for the Gemara law, he teaching wrong. Meshucha does not mean on the outside of the Mavi. Loi, either they're both inside the ear space between the two walls of the Mavi. Meshucha means Beruach Achas. It's only on one side of the Mavi. It doesn't reach the other end. V'tluya means v'shtei ruchais. So what's the chiddush? Ma'od the tema meruach achas mirlovot. From one side you can say love v'shtei ruchais le'er mirlovot. You don't say love from two sides at one time. Kamash v'lo. And you say love on both sides. That's what it means, meshucha, or tluya means, meshucha means one side, and tluya means even on two sides, if it's lavud, it's good. But avada, like Rava says, and that it has to be, the kaira gabi mavi, so it has to be inside the Mavi, it can't be outside the Mavi. Meshucha does not mean outside the Mavi. That's one tarot of the Gemara. Rav Ashi says, no, Meshucha Oitluya is not Oitluya, is Meshucha Shehi Tluya. Of course, it means inside the ear space, but what's the Chiddush? And what's Meshucha, what's Tluya? Rav Ashi Omar, Meshucha Vehi Tluya. It's both Meshucha and Tluya. What does that mean? Vehechi Dami. And you know, at Shtei Yisedis Akuma, it's Ashnei Kaisdei Mavui. You put in two brackets on the two walls of the Mavui, but they're not going straight up. They're going diagonally. So the problem with this Kaira is there's two things. First of all, it doesn't reach the walls. And second of all, it's higher above the walls. There's two things there. She'em b'gaveim gimel. So, but these brackets are not three tefachim high. V'em b'gaveim gimel. And they're not going out three tefachim. They're not high three tefachim, they're not going out three tefachim. So now there's a lacha of lavud, and there's an lacha of chaboit. Chaboit means that anything that's above something, you can bring, it's like a good achas type of din. It goes down. You bring it, it goes down. And the Gemara in Sukkah says, anything that's wider tapach, which is a kaira, you can say chaboit rami on that. You push it down. Make believe it's pushed down. So what's halacha moshe sinai? It's like love is halacha moshe sinai. There's a halacha moshe sinai of chaboit. Now here, you have to say two things. Ma'ot tehema oy lavud amrinu. You say lavud oy chaboit amrinu. Or you say chaboit lavud chaboit lo amrinu. You don't say lavud and chaboit. Kamash malon. No. Kamash v'lon, that you could say both of these things. You could say both of these things. So it comes out, that's the chiddush of Meshucha v'tluya. It means, not only didn't it reach the walls, it was above the walls also. It's here you would think you can't say two lachom meshucha v'tluya is lavud and chaboit. Kamash v'lon, you say both lachom meshucha v'tluya is lavud and chaboit. Now, a few things to speak out. First of all, Taisa has a kasha, that in the modern sukkah, top Taisa has a kasha, in the modern sukkah was a void that chaboit could say even above three tefachim. He was saying it has to be within three tefachim. So you can say chaboit even higher than three tefachim. That's what Moran Sukkah says. So Tosfos answers that here, since it's a hecker, morning gimel is not a hecker. That's one thing. Another thing I want to speak out is that l'chayra, what do you have to come on to chaboit? Come on to lavud. Why don't you just come on to lavud? Love it this way, love it this way. Why don't you say love it like that? But what do you have to come on to chaboit? So the Rajba seems like he asks his kasha, and he answers like this. He says that it was only 2.99 higher than the Mavi, and it was 2.99 away from the walls of the Mavi. But the diagonal of a 2.99 is more than that. So there's no way to say Lavud to bring it down, because it's not within Lavud of the wall. You need to say Lavud, you have to have a solid piece to get there. You can't have nothing with the three tefachim to go close. You have to say, first you have to say Chaboit, bring it down, and then you say Lavud to go sideways. That's how the Rajba learns. There's just one more thing to speak out here. We're not getting into it, but there's a Rabbi Kveiga learns that from a rad that you don't say Trei Hilchasa. Trei Hilchasa lo yamrina. And the Kash is, what do you do in this Gemara? It says you say Lavud and Chaboit together. So you say Trei Hilchasa. The Gemara, the Ran's talking about a case. We have Doif and Akuma and Lavud. It says you can't say Doif and Akuma and Lavud together. He says, here he says Trei Hilchasa. So the stipler wants to answer that Shita. Posh is you do say Trei Hilchasa. That's Pshat in the Gemara. But the stipler wants to answer up here, Rabbi Chaim, that here, the chaboit, really, not, he wants to say not the Rajba, really it's lavud. Why do you need chaboit over here? Really it's only one hilchasa. Lavud really brings it close together, because everything was within the three tefachim. The chaboit just is to make it a din agave mavi, so it's a different din. It's just a din to bring it down to be agave mavi, so it's not called trei hilchasa. It's not the same, the way it's getting attached to the mavi is with lavud. There's a new din, that has to be agave mavi, that you can use chaboit for, and therefore it's not called trei hilchasa. But I didn't stifle, I think it's some ways to get into that lumnus. Let's go weiter. So we learned before in the Gemara that under the Kaira is a machlokes, if you can mishtamas under the Kaira or not. And actually, Rav Chisda said before, Bein Lechiyayim means inside the Lechi, you cannot be mishtamas shakuli yama. That's what we learned. Now we're going to see it's really a machlokes. Talk to the Gemara. Tani Rav Zaka Kameid Rav Yechron, Bein Lechiyayim v'tachas ha-Kaira. We learned the Braisa. It says, Bein Lechiyayim, between Lechiyayim means, you know, connected a Lechi. Doesn't mean two, it means connected a lachi of a mavi, but hachas a kaira and under a kaira, neither can karmelis. That is like a karmelis, which means you're not allowed to carry there. That's what he says. So he's saying clearly in a braisa, it's also to carry to mishtamish under the kaira, it's also mishtamish connected a lachi. Omalei, so Rav Yechlan tells Rav Zakai, poke ton of the bra, throw that braisa out. That braisa goes outside, that braisa is not a good braisa. Why? Because you're allowed to carry there. Amma Abaya, which prat was he arguing? Amma Abaya, Mestavim Milsa Rav Yechonon, Tachas HaKaira. Rav Yechonon was arguing that under the Kaira, there you can mishtamish. Av Bein Lechiyayim was also. But Belechiyim, everyone holds also. That was good, the Braisa. It's only arguing on the Takas Karipat. But Rava Amano, Belechiyim, Nami Mutta. Rava holds, Belechiyim is also Mutta. Rava holds, Belechiyim is also Mutta. He argues Legamri on the whole Braisa that he brought down. Therefore, he's a Pekton abroad. Rava is saying, Shavri Yechanan, he argues the whole thing. That Belechiyim and Takas Karipat is all also. That's what Rava says. How do I know my halacha that Bein Lechiyayim is also mutter? He holds everything's mutter under the Kaira, Bein Lechiyayim. How do I know? We're going to see he's a compared to a Makkim Ptur. This is talking about Lagabe Shabbos in Haitzah. You now bring some Rosh Hashanah to Shirabim. So there's a Makkim that you have that wasn't four Tvachim by four Tvachim. Mutter Lagabe Levnei Rosh Hashirabim, Levnei Rosh Hashanah to Katav Lav. The Bnei Yisrael could take something from Shirabim and put it down on it to rest. And from Shirabim, he could put it on it to rest. Why? Because it's called a Mokim Ptur. It's not four Tvachim 4x4, and it's not 10 Tvachim high. It's a Mokim Ptur. But the halacha is that you should not, if you want to carry in Shirabim, have an Eitzah. Take from Shirabim, put it onto the Mokim Ptur. Then pick up the Mokim Ptur from Shirabim. That you're not allowed to do. Because that is a gzeira. Maybe you come to carry straight from Shirabim to Shirabim. But Be'etzim will be Mutter Be'etzim. It's a gzeira, you shouldn't do that. So what do you see? That a Mokim Ptur is bottled to Shirabim and has bottled to Shirabim. Come to Rabbah and he says, same thing over here. Same thing by a Mavui. The Mokim Keneged the Kaira, under the Kaira, or Keneged the Lechi, is less than Dalar Adal, if it's less than Dalar Adal, which usually is, less than four Tvachim. Why? So therefore, it's a Mokim Ptur, and it's bottled to Rosh Rabim and bottled to Rosh Yachim, and therefore, you are allowed to be Mishdamish there, because it's bottled. There's actually a little bit of a kasha, it sounds like from Rashi, that this place is bottled to Rosh Rabim more so, and you can carry Rosh Rabim to here also. And the Rabbeinu Peretz and there's other Shonim Rashi, but everyone will ask Kasha. The Chari here has three mechitzas between the Lechayim, Kenei the Lechayim, Kenei the Kari is inside the Mavi. Has three mechitzas. Shishyach the Raisa. So how can you carry Shirav to there? So they say it's Lav Dafka. It just means clapping of Shishyach. It's bottled to it to the Mavi, and you're allowed to be Mishdamish there because it's like a Makom Ptur. So that's what Rava says. Rava says basically it's like a Makom Ptur. Abaya says no. Don't bring a Raya from the case of Lekatev Lav. Hashem beGoyva Shloisha. There, by that Makom Ptur, it has three Tvachim height. It's nicker. But between Lechayim, it's not nicker. And if you let someone Mishdamish connect the Lechi, they'll come to Mishdamish and Rosh Rabbim. That's a Abaye Tainus back. More like Rav Chista Svar before. That connect Lechayim is Aser. So Rav holds like a Makom Ptur, it's Batal to Rosh Yachid. And Abaye says, no, it has to be three Tvachim high in order to be Batal to Rosh Yachid. Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, I'll bring a riot to myself. That you are now allowed to mishdamish connect lechayim. I'm a bayim ramila. Don't rab chamar guri amarav. Toicha pesach. If someone has a mavui or a chotzer that has a pesach with petzimim, which is like a door post, which is like a lechi, so to mishdamish in that pesach in that open doorway, sorech lechi achalatir. You know, no lechi tematir. You know, no lechi tematir. V'chitema. You'll say, oh, Rava says, I agree to that. This be Dala Dala. It has Dala Dala. That's not a Makom Ptur. That's why I need the Lechi to matter that area. Because it's Dala Dala. I always say less than Dala Dala. It's like a Makom Ptur. That's what Rava says. So it's not true. Rav Rav Chonam bar Rava, Omer Rav, Toicha Pesach, Af Bisha Ein Boi Dala Dala, Tzor Ala Gatira. Even without Dala Dala, you need a Lechi Ach Ala Gatira. So it's a Kasha on Rava from Rav Chonam bar Guri, Omer Rav, which was Makobo Diga Memra. It's a Kasha on Rava. Look right there. You can't be Mishdamish without no Lechi. So what's Rava going to do? Like, Rava, hosom the pesuach lekarmelis. You know why they didn't know lechi? Because there was open to karmelis, but on being mat was open to shirab. Have a shirab, my shari. Pray to Gemara. Yitziva varvigur v'shashmaya. Yitziva means like the ezrachi, the guy who lives here, the toishav, the guy who lives here for years is on the ground, and the ger is in the sky. He's like above you. How can a karmelis better than shirab? The Shirabin is bottled, but a Kama is not. So like, yeah, makes sense. Why? Matzah minus mina v'neir. This Makom Ptur is more similar to a Karmelis, and therefore, if it's next to a Karmelis, it becomes like a Karmelis, and it's also the Mishdamish. Mashaykh of Shirabim, it's different than Shirabim, so it's not Choshev, and therefore it can be bottled to the thing that's not like it, and it's bottled to it, and it's like nothing. Mashenkin, when it's next to a karmelis, it wakes it up, ki'ilu, and it makes it into a karmelis itself. Things that are similar, then it stays the same, like the karmelis. If it's something not similar, then it becomes bottled to it, and it becomes a makom ptur. So Rav is saying Lamaisa is that if it's open to Shirabim and it's less than Dalad, you're ladded to Mishtamish Kenega that Lechi. And Abaya argues, he says, even less than Dalad, you cannot be Mishtamish Kenega that Lechi. I, the case of Rav Chama, where it says you can't be Mishtamish, don't want Kenega that Karmelis. Omer Rav Hunabreid, Rav Yishula, Rav, about the Tizbro, the Ben Lechayim, also, you don't hold that between Lechayim is also. Omer Rav, Rav Yechanon, Mavui Shirotzbo Belechayim. You have a Mavui, that you didn't put only one Lechi. You put a bunch of Lechayim going into the Mavi. Let's picture walking into the Mavi on the right side. You have one Lechi, then two Tvachim later another Lechi, two Tvachim later another Lechi, all on the right side. So Rav Yechon said a memra. He said, Mavi Shirotzu Lechayim. Mavi made a bunch of Lechayim. Pachos Pachos Medal, less than four Tvachim in between them. Banu Lemachloikis Rav Shimon Gamil Rabbanon. We have Machloikis Rav Shimon Gamil Rabbanon, which is hold of his loved by less than four or not. So what must be the machlekes? He says machlekes. What must be the beer machlekes? It must be like this. This is the Gemara talking already. Hashem will hold that less than four tefachim is loved. And we're going that you now mishdamish between the lechiayim. So then we have good nafkamina between Hashem will arbanu. Why? If you have Hashem will gamil, since it's all within four tefachim each other, we look at it as one long lechi. It wasn't 4 amas long, it was 2-3 amas long, it was one long lechi of 2-3 amas. So you only can mishtamish from the inside lechi and in. But outside you can't mishtamish. But if you're a banan that doesn't say lavud, so you have a kul over here. The rabbanon d'amar loimri lavud, mishtamish at chud deprimi shel chitzin, as the outside of the first lechi, you walk in the right side, from then on you can mishtamish already, because it's a good lechi already. So if Rabbi Yechon says that machlekes shem mil rabbanon must hold that you can't mishtamish tina lechayim. Because if you can mishtamish tina lechayim, what's the difference if it's lavud or not? I don't care what size the lechi is. Either I can mishtamish tina from the beginning. So he's being a raya from this thing that he said to machlekes, that it must be, you can't mishtamish tina things. But everyone holds lechayim is also. So it's a kasha rava. Rava answers, no, pashut. Hosanami the pesuach lekarmelis. It's open to a karmelis. That's why there you can't mishtamish ben lechayim. Avos shirab my shari tziv v'arav yirgos yeshmaya. If you tell me shirab you can't, that could be worse. Yeah, well, in motzim minas mina v'neya, like we said, motzim minas mina v'neya. So you have to speak out of Taisa's kasha here. The lechayra, what was the whole kasha over here? Doesn't Rava agree by more than four tefachim that you can't mishtamish ben lechayim? Because not a makom tor anymore. So here was more than four tefachim. That was the case. So Taisa has the kasha, and Taisa's answers that was mashma even in the case where it was only two lechayim, which are very thin, and was within four tefachim of each other, then that was also a nafkamina. And there was less than four tefachim, so you should be able to mishtamish according to Rava, therefore it's a kasha on Rava.